Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys coming up today over the next 30 minutes. A lot to get into. We're going to continue to preview the great college football slate that we have upcoming on Saturday. We're also going to dive into week 4 in the NFL. We had some breaking news about 10, 15 minutes ago. Jackson Dart is going to start for the Giants. We'll talk about that game and look at some of the marquee games, including Ravens and Chiefs on Sunday. Two great guests going to join us today. Patrick Garbin in moments to break down Bama, Georgia, and then Nick Kenyon later on in the show to talk some NFL. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays today on the Diamond. Big week, final week of the regular season in Major League Baseball. We got some monster games today and a lot of good bets. So stick around over the next 30 minutes. Any questions, comments that you guys have for us, as always, chime in at the BetMGM Network. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Tuesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. And anytime the Georgia Bulldogs are playing in a big game, we have our guy Patrick Garbin on. Give Patrick a follow on X at Patrick Garbin, UGASports.com. Patrick, it is a big game. Anytime Bama, Georgia is on the schedule, it's always one of the biggest of the season. And, I mean, this one, so much anticipation, right? Bama could have their second loss before the month of October. Georgia, fortunate to get that win in Knoxville. But as we were talking before the show, this is always the team that Kirby has had problems with. He's only been able to beat them one time. But this is the first time that he's getting them in Athens. So what do you make of the matchup on Saturday?
Yeah, first time Georgia, Alabama, and Athens for a decade now. Yeah. And as you said, PJ, Kirby's just 1-6 against Alabama. And but this is the first time he'll get him at home. And I think, you know, looking at this game on paper, it's a lot of things go Bama's way when I look at it. But Georgia's maybe their biggest edge is the fact that they're playing them in Athens and at home. And, you know, the fact that this has been a monkey on their back. You know, Kirby Smart has pretty much controlled every opponent he's faced. You know, Georgia Tech, he's just lost once. Tennessee's just lost once. Florida, just twice. Auburn, just once. Bama, he's 1-6 against, like we said. So he not only has he not controlled them, but he hasn't even scratched the surface. And this is his chance here. And like I said, he's got him in Athens, and that's a huge advantage.
Patrick, what do you think it is about these matchups that give Kirby and Georgia so much problems? Obviously, a number of those losses have been to Saban. He's only faced DeBoer the one time, and that was last year. But as you go back and look through the games, like, what do you think is the common theme that has given Georgia issues in these games?
You know, it's hard to point to it, to be quite honest. You know, I thought for the longest time it might have been Nick Saban until last year. You know, Georgia goes to Tuscaloosa as, I think, a 1-point, 1.5-point favorite, and they lose lose there. And actually, they were lucky they didn't get blown out, because that game got really ugly at the beginning. They came back at the end, actually led before losing. So, you know, I think it's a big mystery, PJ, and I think that's also kind of adds to the essence of wanting to defeat Alabama. You know, it just hasn't come, and I think that's why a win in Athens would be such a huge deal.
Looking at this game, Patrick, what would you say are a couple keys, determining factors that you see, and, you know, determining who's going to end up winning the game on Saturday?
Yeah, besides looking at, like, any kind of home field advantage, I think, you know, Bama has struggled to establish a run game this year. On the contrary, Georgia's actually done really well stopping the run game. You know, that's against the pass, they've struggled, you know, struggled a lot more than people ever envisioned. Against the run, they've been tough. And I think if they can stop that Bama run game, keep them to one-dimensional, I think that's going to be a huge, huge deciding factor.
Let's talk about
it. It's a big if, though.
Yeah, definitely is a big if. These kinds of games, it's usually about the line of scrimmage, which team's able to establish the run and stop the run. We're talking with Patrick Garvin here, previewing Bama and Georgia on Send It In. Patrick, one of the big talking points for Georgia coming into the season was Gunnar Stockton and how he was going to look for Georgia. I mean, a couple weeks ago against Tennessee, he looked pretty damn good, man. You know, led them down the field that final drive. Great throw on fourth down. They win the game in overtime. Was that enough for you to see that, okay, Gunnar is the guy? Georgia can accomplish what they want to, win the SEC, win the national championship with Stockton. Was that performance against Tennessee enough for you?
I think it was. I've been saying all preseason, this Tennessee game was going to be huge. Granted, Gunnar came in to the SEC championship and, you know, led them to a win. You know, he faced Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl. He played in the first two games this year. But this was going to be the first true road test. And he went into Knoxville, and granted, they were down. He not only led them back, but just threw some great balls there at the end that I'm not sure if other Georgia quarterbacks, you know, before him throw perfect balls like that. And led them back to just a great comeback win for Georgia. You know, that game-tying touchdown pass, which essentially was, you could be considered one of the greatest plays, at least in the Kirby Smart era. Just a great win, and I think that answered a lot of questions, and there should really be no question who should be guiding this team under center.
Up to this point, how do you feel like the receiving core has looked? That was one of the big questions of Georgia's season coming in. It was really one of the things that hurt them last year, led the country in drops, didn't really have that go-to guy on the outside. From what you've seen so far, do you feel confident in the receiving core this year?
I do. Guys have stepped up. Zachariah Branch, the former five-star recruit, freshman All-American at USC, has stepped up, not only a receiver, but the return game. And there's guys still like Noah Thomas, who led Texas A&M in receiving last year, who's only caught a couple balls, I think, so far this year. He should be breaking out soon. So the receiving, they've been able to hold on to the football for the most part, which was a big problem last year, as you said. And it could even get it's even more capable, I guess, with guys that could even have even better seasons.
On the defensive side of the ball, Patrick, last time we saw this Georgia defense, they gave up 41 points to Tennessee, which usually doesn't happen. Kirby had never given up more than 20 to a Josh Heupel offense. They gave up 41 to Tennessee. These Bama-Georgia games tend to be high scoring. You know, we think of Saban and Kirby Smart all these years in defenses, but as you know, those games tend to usually be shootouts. Do you think we could be headed for another one on Saturday and we see some points in that game?
You know, I think part of Georgia's game plan is going to be they're going to really try to slow the game down and run the football. I think they're going to have to try to get it out of that Alabama offense's hands, that passing offense. They don't want those two receivers, Williams and Bernard, lighting them up. I mean, Williams last year had 177 receiving yards against Georgia. They can't have that happen again. I think they're going to try to slow the game down. And if they can do that and keep the game in the 20s, it's still going to come down to the wire, this game is, no matter what, whether it's scored in the 30s or the 20s. But I think Georgia's going to try to slow this game down. Whether they can or not, we'll see.
Patrick, do you feel like the winner of this game should be the favorite to win the SEC afterwards? You still got Texas out there. LSU and Ole Miss are going to play Saturday. Oklahoma has looked really good up to this point. A&M had that big win against Notre Dame. They get Auburn on Saturday. But do you think winner of Bama-Georgia, in your mind, the team to beat moving forward the rest of the season in the SEC?
Bam, PJ, you just rattled off some good teams. Like, seriously, yeah. You ran through. And I'm like, that's right, they're in the SEC too, you know? I think you could say, yes, the favorite. However, there's some really good teams there. And you could maybe say the favorite for 1 week. I mean, as Kirby right. Smart says, it's literally week by week, whether who you're facing, who everyone else is facing. Yeah, you could say the winner of this game is the favorite in the SEC, but I might tell you different, say, a week from then.
Yeah, very good. Patch, before we let you go, need a score prediction from you on Saturday. Do you think Kirby Smart gets his second win against Bama on Saturday?
I'm going to say Georgia 27, Alabama 23. I do think he finally does get that win. I think, you know, Georgia during this time, you know, during this win streak, They're 8-0 against top 15 teams, 6-2 against the spread, 17-0 at night. I think this game just falls in the perfect position. Georgia wants it. They're hungry, and you know, it's a night game in Athens, and Georgia's really, really tough to beat right now. I mean, ask Tennessee last year and 3 years ago. Ask Ole Miss 2 years ago, when you're a top-notch team and you come into Athens, it's really hard to beat them. So I say Georgia by four, but it's going to come down to the wire. And like we were talking earlier, it could really go either way. But I say Georgia by four.
Longest current winning home streak in the country, the Georgia Bulldogs. I look to continue that on Saturday. Always great having Patrick Garbin join us. Give Patrick a follow on X at Patrick Garbin, UGASports.com. Patrick, enjoy the game on Saturday, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
All right, PJ. Appreciate it, man. You take care.
Great stuff there, Patrick Garbin. Let's continue looking at some of these college football matchups that we have coming up on Saturday. Real quick, though, some breaking news. Mike Gundy fired from Oklahoma State. So the Cowboys looking for a new head coach. I believe they're on a bye this week, Shawnee Sharp. Is that correct, Oklahoma State? Do we know if they're on a bye this week? Can look that up for me. If not, maybe look at Oklahoma State to bounce back with the fire coach, but I believe the Cowboys are on a bye this week. As for looking at some of the other top matchups we have in college football this week, Auburn and Texas A&M, talked a little bit about this game yesterday. I like Auburn plus the points. I like Auburn money line in the game against Texas A&M. You know, what I love about football is that as the weeks go by, some of these wins, some of these losses that maybe at the time looked really good or really bad, you tend to see maybe weren't the case. And that A&M win against Notre Dame was a great one. But every time we watch this Notre Dame defense, it just feels like things kind of get worse and worse. And we talked about the Auburn-Oklahoma matchup last week and why that was a bad one for Auburn, because the Tigers are all about running the football. And when they're able to do that, that's when they're at their best. You can't run on Oklahoma. You can, though, on Texas A&M. They give up over 140 rushing yards a game. So Auburn being able to run the ball and being the best defense that A&M has played all season, I like Auburn plus the points. I think they win the game. So give me Auburn against Texas A&M as Oklahoma State hosts Baylor. That's correct. This weekend is 20.5-point dogs. Indiana and Iowa is going to be a night game at Kinnick. This has been a super interesting game. Indiana, the early look-ahead line, was a 2.5-point favorite. They got all the way up to as high as 8.5. Now they're back down to 7.5. I think anything over 7 would be a look for me with Iowa, just because that is a really difficult place to play at night. And it's strength on strength. Indiana, top 5 rushing offense. Iowa, top 15 rushing defense. The key is that Iowa does not have a good pass defense, and Indiana is efficient passing the football. But Indiana usually beats up on other teams making mistakes and the fact that they're so well coached and so disciplined, and Iowa is the same way. They're always amongst the leaders in the country in fewest penalties committed. They never turn the ball over. They know their identity, and again, they're really tough to beat at home, especially at night. And usually, that's where top 10, top 15 teams go to die, so it would only be Iowa or pass for me. I do think Fernando Mendoza, when his passing props yardage comes out, I would look at that because I think I'm probably going to bet the over because, again, Iowa's so good against the run. Mendoza probably going to have to make some plays through the air. Tennessee-Mississippi State, interesting game. Vols a 7.5-point favorite on the road against the Bulldogs. This was as high as 9.5, come back down to 7.5. Probably not going to be a play for me in the game. Tennessee should have won that game against Georgia, had a bye week to think about it. Now they go on the road against a much improved Mississippi State team that had a really good win a couple weeks ago against Arizona State. Would probably be Mississippi State or pass for me, but again, no strong thoughts on that game. Arizona is going to take on Iowa State. The Cyclones, a 6.5-point favorite against Arizona. Total in the game is 49.5. Arizona coming off, both teams are coming off a bye. Arizona, very experienced team with a good quarterback in Noah Fifita. Iowa State has had some nice wins, some nice performance.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is already this season. Again, it feels like the line is right. I think Iowa State in a money line parlay, good option this week going up against Arizona. All right, two of the biggest games that we're going to have all season, Penn State and Oregon from Happy Valley on Saturday night. This is all about the number for me. If Penn State, if you get a -3, I would take Penn State. If you get a 3.5, I would only take Penn State on the money line. We all know James Franklin's track record in these big matchups and what he does against top 10 teams. If Penn State wins, it's not going to be a blowout because Franklin just isn't going to blow out. Oregon is extremely talented, but it's a whiteout game at Penn State. Oregon's rushing defense, I think, is a little bit of a question mark in this game, and that's not something that you want against Penn State. They have not looked impressive up to this point, but Penn State also hasn't played anybody yet this season. Feels like everybody's going to be on the dog in this game, but Oregon really hasn't played anybody either. Oklahoma State just fired their head coach. Northwestern's one of the worst teams in the Big Ten. Oregon State's a disaster this season. So neither of these teams have really played anybody. Penn State at home off a bye week. I like them. Again, -3, take Penn State. 3.5, I like Penn State on the money line. Georgia-Bama, going to be an awesome game too. Georgia, 3-point favorite in that game. I do like Bama in this game, you guys. +3, I like them on the money line as well. Bama is the more desperate team. They lose this game, they already have 2 losses on the season, and then they're probably going to have to run the table if they want to make it to the college football playoff. Kirby Smart, if there's one team he struggled against, as Patrick was talking about, it is Bama. He's only been able to beat them one time. And look, you're not supposed to tease college football. You're not supposed to do that. But if you were ever to tease a game, it feels like Bama +9 would probably be the spot for a teaser, because if Georgia wins this game with Kirby and how he struggled to beat Bama in the past, with DeBoer's track record in these high-profile games, and the fact that Bama needs this win, I think if Georgia wins, it's going to be a one-score game. So Bama +9 in a teaser, I think, is a good option this week. But I think they win the game, and I certainly like him at +3 as well. BYU is 6.5-point favorite on the road against Colorado. Nothing for me in that game. All right, let's dive into the NFL real quick before we check in with our guy, Nick Kenyon. Thursday night, we got Seahawks and Cardinals, and Arizona and Seattle to pick them on Thursday night. I like the Seahawks in this game. I think they went outright. You look at the matchup between these two teams last year. Kyler Murray really struggled against Mike McDonald and that defense. I don't think that's going to change because Seattle's defense is really good again this season. And Arizona's coming off an emotional road loss, and those are always things that I look for, and that was a tough loss against San Francisco on Sunday. So I like the spot for Seattle, and I like the matchup with this defense going up against Kyler Murray. So give me the Seahawks -110. We have a London game this year, Dublin game out in Ireland between the Vikings and the Steelers. Minnesota's gotten bet up. This game was about Minnesota -120, -1.5. Now they're up to -2.5. I don't think we'll get a 3, but if we do, I definitely like the Steelers at +3. I still lean towards Pittsburgh in this game. Look, it makes sense why people are going to want to fade the Steelers. They shouldn't have won that game against the Patriots. They got outplayed. New England turned the ball over twice in their end zone. But the Steelers, this is just what they do under Tomlin, man. They just find ways to win games. And I know all the metrics and underlying stats tells you that you shouldn't bet them. But you have the Vikings coming off a 40-point win. And even though the Steelers' defense has not been good, I think they're going to play Minnesota tough. I think there's a chance they win that game, but I'm waiting for a 3, seeing if we get that on the Steelers. Commanders and Falcons, too much unknown for me in that game. We still don't know whether or not Jaden Daniels is playing. The line tells you that they expect him to play, but there's no official word. And Atlanta, off of one of the worst performances that you'll see all year, for losing 30-0 to the Panthers. That is impressive. You would expect them to bounce back and play well, but until Jaden Daniels, his status is ruled in or out, no bet for me in that game. Bills and Saints, I mean, the Bills are 16.5-point favorites. We know they're going to win the game. They're my survivor pick this week. The total is 47.5. I kind of like the over a little bit. Feels like Buffalo is going to get 31, 34 points. Can the Saints get us 14, 17? I kind of think they could. Buffalo's defense is still very banged up, and like, how much is Buffalo really going to be trying in the fourth quarter? Could be very similar to what we saw with the Seattle Saints game, where it's out of hand in the first half, and then you get all these points in the fourth quarter from New Orleans. I kind of like the over, 47.5. Lions and Browns, very interesting game this week. Two teams coming off of massive wins. Browns with the big upset over the Packers. The Lions with the big upset over the Ravens. And I kind of think the Browns match up pretty well with Detroit, right? What did the Packers give Detroit so much issue with in that first game? It was the pass rush. It was the defensive line. And we know the Browns have one of the best defensive lines in football. Now, the question is, can the Browns get enough offense from Flacco and company to keep this game close or possibly pull off another upset? That's why I just can't get there with the Browns. But I do kind of like the under in this game, man. I mean, the Lions were just able to run the ball, control the clock last night against the Ravens. Going to be tough to do that against the Browns off of a short week and a physical game like that. I like the under 45.5. That would be my look in Lions and Browns. Patriots and Panthers, it would only be Panthers or pass for me. I couldn't lay 5.5 points with Drake May. You don't really want to bet the Panthers off of such a dominating performance, and it is a nice bounce back spot for the Patriots after a game that they should have won. But again, Drake May's only won 2 games as a starting quarterback. You got to lay 5.5 points with them, even though it's one of the worst teams in the league. I just can't get there. Chargers and Giants, LA favored by 6. The total is 44.5. We got the big breaking news. Jackson Dart is going to be the starting quarterback for New York. and now his odds are plus 875 to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. So a couple things. First, I think the Chargers are an awesome, awesome teaser piece this week. So they're minus six, take them on the money line, minus 295. Even though they've played three straight divisional games, this could be a letdown for them. I mean, their defense is so good, and they are so well coached. I just do not see how they're going to lose to a rookie quarterback in his first start and one of the worst teams in the league. Giants team total under feels like another good play as well. But I think Chargers in Survivor, Chargers in Teasers, all very good options this week. As for Offensive Rookie of the Year, you got Ibuka as the favorite, plus 350. Tyler Warren's 4-1. Genty is 7-1. Hampton is plus 750. Cam Ward, plus 775. And then Tet McMillan, 8-1. Jackson Dart, plus 875. And his teammate Cam Scataboo at 12-1. Right now, I kind of think Omarion Hampton is still the best bet at plus 750. He finally started to look good against Denver. And now that Najee is out for the season, it's really going to be Hampton's job, man. I mean, he's going to be out there a ton, and he's on a good team that's going to be winning a lot of games, and he's going to have a lot of opportunities to score touchdowns. So I still like Hampton, plus 750 to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. I wouldn't take Dart. That offense is still a big work in progress. They're throwing him in there because Dable needs to save his job. I don't like Dart in that market. I still like Hampton. And then Ravens-Chiefs, game of the week, game of the slate in the NFL, week four. Ravens favored by 2.5. Total in the game is 48.5. I just don't know how you can bet the Ravens in this game, laying 2.5 points. I don't know how you can do it. They're banged up on the defensive line, and their offensive line has a lot of holes as well. And just imagine, you're sitting there in the fourth quarter, right? You know this is going to be a one-score game. You know this game is going to play. It's a playoff game, essentially. Both teams are 1-2. Neither of them want to drop to 1-3. These games are always close, and this game is going to be the same way. I know the Ravens are the more talented team. They should be the favorites in the game, but the Chiefs will find a way to keep this game close. And with no pass rush, Mahomes is just going to run around, and he's just going to buy time, and he's just going to have these back-breaking third-down conversions. And I think the Ravens are going to turn the ball over. They never force turnovers in these big games. I just don't know how you can bet the Ravens, because they're going to be sitting there in the fourth quarter. It's going to come down to the wire, and it's like, do you want to trust Harbaugh and the Ravens, or do you want to trust Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs? It feels like it's Chiefs or pass for me. I also think they're a great teaser leg at plus 8.5, because if the Ravens win that game, they ain't winning it by double digits. It's going to be a one-score game. So I like Chiefs in a teaser. I like the Chiefs plus 2.5 as well. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM and Any Sport Parlay Boost Token. BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost Token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost Token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same-game parlays. Make it legendary at BetMGM. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. All right, let's get to our guy, Nick Kenyon, here on Send It In. Give Nick a follow on X at Nick Kenyon, BetMGM senior writer. Nick, been waiting patiently there in the waiting room. Let's get to some of your best bets, Nick. We had some upsets in week three. Do you foresee potentially any upsets in week four? Any dogs that you think are alive to win this upcoming week?
I'm a little scared how aligned we are on the card, PJ. More on that later. But I don't know. It's tough to find like a spicy underdog that's going to win this week. If you're telling me, if you're looking at every number that's north of plus 3.5, Jacksonville jumps out a little bit. They're plus 150 at San Francisco, who, you know, they're hurt now. So we can't really take San Francisco seriously. So that price jumps out at me. If you're looking at price, PJ, I mean, Titans, come on. How is this spread 7? Like, this is just like a dastardly path to choose whether you want to take the 7 with Tennessee or lay it with Houston. But I kind of like that just from a price standpoint. And I agree with you on Carolina, but I'm a little concerned that you're buying high off their best win of the entire season. And yeah, I get your point on Drake May. If you like Carolina, I just think you take the money line there.
I think it's a good call on Tennessee. I mean, are we even sure Houston's going to score 7 points, Nick, with that offense? I don't know. They might not. So I like the Titans with you. Battle of 3-0 teams on Sunday. Philly, a 3.5-point favorite against a banged-up Tampa Bay team. Do you have any thoughts on that game?
Almost nothing. Mike Evans is hurt. I'm waiting to see if Tristan Wirfs is going to play. If he does and you're still getting north of a key number, I kind of like Tampa Bay, but they're so hurt on the offensive line, and this is pretty much the last team you want to play when that's happening to you. So I don't think they deserve to win that game over the Jets. So, but the Eagles have been so lucky. There's no chance I'm laying 3.5 with them on the road. So it would be take it with Tampa or nothing, but it's probably going to be a pass for me.
Somebody's going to go 1-3, Nick, in Ravens and Chiefs. Who do you think that's going to be?
Ask me again on Friday, because injuries are going to decide this game, I think. If Worthy plays for Kansas City and Madubuike and Van Noy don't play for Baltimore, I think it's a home run spot for the Chiefs. Like, we saw the Lions just dominate the interior of the Ravens offensive line last night. How are they going to stop Chris Jones? Like, Chris Jones might get 5 sacks on his own in this game against a really bad Ravens interior offensive line. Baltimore, quietly 19th in rush offense DVOA this season. That is not good for a Lamar and Derrick Henry unit. So I completely agree with you. There's zero chance you're getting me to lay points with the Ravens on the road. Short week, too. But yeah, I need to see something from the Chiefs injury report before I make a decision.
Nick, quickly here in about 30 seconds or so, any other plays that you like in week 4?
Okay, as quickly as I can. Cardinals team total under this week. Detroit team total under. I think if you can stomach that one, props to you. Atlanta jumps out at me because who's betting the Falcons off that performance? And I am waiting to see Steelers injury news. I kind of like a look at Minnesota's team total. Jordan Addison is back this week, which could help their offense. So, and then you mentioned it, Giants team total under, and then Cowboys first half team total under against the Packers on Sunday Night Football.
We really are aligned this week. Now, what could go wrong in week 4?
Nothing. What could happen?
real quick, survivor pick. Would it just be Buffalo for you? Would you take a shot? Chargers, Packers, Lions, any of the other teams? What would you do?
Lions for me. I don't think Cleveland can do it 2 weeks in a row. But I have to say, I kind of like Seattle as a survivor pick this week. Didn't use them last week. Might burn them this week as dogs in Arizona. They're clearly a better team.
I agree. I like the under Cardinals team total under as well. Nick Kenyon, give him a follow on X at Nick Kenyon, BetMGM. Senior writer, Nick, always appreciate the time, my friend. Good luck this week.
Thank you. You too, PJ.
All right, good stuff there, Nick Kenyon. Let's wrap up the show, you guys, with our favorite plays of the day. And it's a whole lot of baseball. Mookie Betts is 9-for-20 in his career against Brandon Fabb. We're going to take him to get a base hit today against the Diamondbacks. My prop lock of the day. Oh, baby, I like this one. They're giving us Tarik Skubal over 18.5 outs today at +145 on BetMGM. All we need is 6 2/3 inning from Tarik Skubal. Folks, this is a playoff game. Tigers, Guardians, Detroit's one game up in the division. They might not even make the playoffs, considering where they were back in May and June. It's a must win. You got the best pitcher in the planet on the mound. Hinch is going to let him go as long as he can. Over 18.5 outs for Tarik Skubal at plus money. Give me the Rockies as my dog of the day today, +1.5 against the Mariners. Seattle hasn't won the division in 20 plus years. They're not going to make it easy on themselves. They're playing the worst team in baseball. Like, does this just not scream because it's baseball? Give me the Rockies on the run line. And then finally, Red Sox, Blue Jays under 8 runs. Lucas Giolito against Kevin Gausman, who's been on fire. Give me the under in that game. Thanks again, Patrick Garvin, Nick Kenyon, for joining us today on the show. Another great episode of Send It In coming tomorrow. See you guys then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.